आईरे प्रभा ले बाबा को साथ उठो रे प्रिय आत्मन जागो हे प्रिय आत्मन फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे प्रीतम से कर मिलन जागो आत्मन उठो आत्मन आई रे प्रभा
Amrit Vela. So today's topic is if Amrit Vela is accurate, everything will become accurate. Just as it is said that by drinking nectar, the soul becomes immortal. So too, by successfully using the time of Amrit Vela, you can receive the blessings of being immortal. You will then find that throughout the whole day, you will not get disheartened during the obstacles. If you do accurate Amrit Vela, then everything will become accurate. You will be eternal and immortal. You will always be cheerful and powerful. So Baba has mentioned four benefits of accurate Amrit Vela. You will become immortal or eternal. Second, you will not get disheartened. Third, everything will become accurate. And fourth, you will become cheerful and powerful. So when Amrit Vela is accurate, it's like drinking nectar. And it is said of nectar that whosoever drinks the nectar becomes immortal. Here also, if you drink Amrit nectar in the morning, you will become immortal throughout the day. What does it mean? You will not die. What does it mean? Your enthusiasm will not die. Your soul conscious stage will not die. Your love for Baba will not die. The awareness will not die. So one becomes immortal, Amar. When you drink this nectar in the morning, once the Amrit is drunk in the morning, throughout the day, you will experience the stage of being eternal, imperishable, immortal. Nothing will be able to kill you, kill the enthusiasm, kill the energy within, kill the purity within, kill the power of dharana within. So one will remain filled with eternal enthusiasm, eternal energy, eternal concentration. That is what we want. When we go to sleep and we look back, we should have a very deep sense of satisfaction that my day has been spent in a manner I wanted. there is a feeling of repentance. Probably something has gone amiss throughout the day. There should be a feeling of deep satisfaction, contentment when we sleep at night. And if the day is spent in remembrance, in service, we will have that feeling. In today's Sakar, Murli Baba said, some children say that, Baba, we remembered you for 1 hour. Baba said, don't you feel ashamed? You should remember me all the 24 hours. And you say that you remembered me only for 1 hour. You don't have intoxications. Baba said, when you drink that wine, you get intoxicated. But here you never get intoxicated. But then he also added, it is the question of takdir and it is the question of dharana. That's why not all get intoxicated. So to remain immortal throughout the day, to remain imperishable, eternal, to have a very high level of enthusiasm, internal enthusiasm, visceral enthusiasm, to have a very high level of intoxication, high level of intoxication, high level of awareness, high level of soul consciousness. In today's blessing, Baba said, you should no more waste your time on small things of life, small things of body, small things of mind, small things of sadhan. This is all waste of time. We should have only one lagan. Shwasoshwas, every breath should be for service. Celebrate this ceremony of service. So we remain immortal in service. We remain immortal in yoga. We remain immortal in jnana, in churning of knowledge. Because when difficult situations come, we stop churning knowledge. There was a woman and her son was recruited in army. And he died. And the neighbor who got this news was given the task of breaking this news to the mother. But he was not really sure how he should break this news to the mother. The mother might collapse upon hearing such a news that her young son has died in war. So that neighbor asks few elder people of the village to come along with him to the house of that lady. And when they reach that house, the lady was sweeping the floor. So that neighbor tells her, we have a very bad news for you. She said, what? They say that your son, who was fighting in France, has died in war. So the lady says, okay. And she continues sweeping the floor. And she tells them, okay, just sit please. I'll prepare some tea for you. And she goes inside, prepares the tea and gives them. And they are extremely sorrowful. And when everyone goes away, that neighbor comes back again and he asks, how is it that you remain so much calm and quiet when your son had died? She says, my spiritual guru, my master, had taught me one lesson. And what was that lesson? Whenever you hear bad news, don't stop doing what you are doing. Whenever you hear any bad news, continue doing the task. Don't stop that task. Finish that task. Otherwise, whenever obstacles come in life, everything comes to a standstill. All purushart, all effort. Amrit Vela is gone. Murli is lost somewhere. Not a trace of traffic control anywhere. And the entire internal world is in upheaval. So Baba says, fill yourself with so much power at Amrit Vela as if you are drinking nectar. And when you drink the nectar, how can you die? That is what is nectar about. When you drink this divine nectar, you will not die. You remain immortal throughout the day. So you should have that feeling as if I am drinking the divine nectar at Amrit Vela. So that is the first benefit. To remain immortal. Amar Bhava. Be thou immortal. The second benefit is that you will not get distracted, disheartened. As I said, many situations, many things in Brahmin life, they come and they make us disheartened. In today's Murli Baba said, this is all a play. Just enjoy it. If even Ravan had been alive, he would have said, I give sorrow as per drama. Even if Ravan would have been alive, he would have said, I give sorrow as per drama. So this is a play of happiness and sorrow. So enjoy it like a play. Nothing has happened without a deep reason. This drama is pre-planned, premeditated, prefixed. Nothing is suddenly happening. Every actor has been given a part. Souls are coming together and souls are going away from each other. Why? Why suddenly somebody comes in life and why suddenly somebody departs? Why we are with those people with whom we are at present? Why somebody is wife and somebody is husband and somebody is a child? Why somebody is a mother and somebody is a father? There is a settlement of deep karmic accounts which is going on. But if you want to enjoy this drama, you must jump out from the stage and sit in the audience and watch it. Then you can enjoy it. So in between, sit in the audience and watch this movie, this flick, this drama, this play on the ground. The stage of detached observer. Watch everything, what is happening here on this world drama. The political anarchy, the political disorder, disturbance, the religious disorder, the scientific inventions, evidences, proofs, juggling. What is happening on the world stage? How the world is deteriorating, the corruption, the disturbance at a higher level. So, it's a good practice to watch, to see, to observe, everything as a detached observer, as if I am not the part of it. Though I am one of the actors, and yet I am an audience. So many distractions will come throughout the day, many disturbances will come throughout the day, many obstacles, many hindrances will come throughout the day. But if Amritvela is very strong, for you they will appear like sight scenes, small things. I am bigger than all obstacles. I am greater than all obstacles. Enthusiasm. I will drink the entire ocean. Before me, mountains will crumble down. That is enthusiasm. I will drink the entire ocean. Before me, the mountains will crumble down. Nothing, nothing of this world can ever disturb me. Because I enjoy everything like a play. Because I know this is a deep karmic account which is getting settled. Because I know that God is telling this is drama, which is so perfect. How can I pick fault in this drama, which has been chosen, selected by God? So, no disturbance. What was third? Accurate. If Amritvela is accurate, whole day will be accurate. What is accurate Amritvela? Complete alertness, complete wakefulness, complete bodiless stage, complete concentration, practice of different forms, sakash, getting drowned in the love of God, the experience of divine love, divine bliss, supernal, super sensuous, supernatural happiness. All these things combine together and form an accurate Amritvela. Where the duration is good, where the quality and quantity both are good, where you feel as if somebody has pumped energy in you. So you should get that feeling that, yes, now I am more energetic. As if a person who has not eaten and suddenly he is given good food, he feels energy. You should, Amritvela is like that. So if you want your routine, dincharya, to become accurate, focus on making Amritvela accurate. There are three aspects of life, Brahmin life. Three parts I will divide. First part Amritvela, second part routine, and third part evening time. If you want, this is the background, morning time and evening time, when you are free. Suppose this is a time when one works, or there is a seva or office or any duty. So here you are on the stage. But if you want to improve your performance on the stage, you have to work background. This part is unknown, unseen. World doesn't know about this. But in fact, this is the preparation for this. So the first focus should be on Amritvela. The second focus should be on the evening yoga, evening time. When these two become accurate, gradually this will start becoming accurate. First focus on this, then on this, and third on this. Gradually, this will become accurate. Find out what are the loopholes, what are the distractions, what are the disturbances. Why evening yoga is not as accurate as our morning yoga? This is a very pertinent question. Your evening yoga, Numa Sham, Baba says, that should also be as much enjoyable as a morning. Just in the morning you sit for 1-2 hours, just like that. Evening also practice sitting like that. Practicing all those things which were practiced in the morning. Bodiless stage, going to the subtle world, going to the supreme abode, giving sakash to the world, practicing five forms, practicing soman, everything. What you did in the morning, practice everything in the evening. And when these two are okay, gradually, the middle part, which is the toughest part, this is the battlefield, Kurukshetra. The war is being waged here. Persistent war. There's a Maya on one side, and you are on another side. Maya is a trickster, thug. She tricks you multiple times. Sometimes she doesn't tell that I am Maya. She tells her name as something. She disguises, wears different clothes, tells that I... She doesn't tell that. If suppose she is a washerman, she doesn't tell that I belong to this profession. She changes her profession in front of us. So change of profession, change of place, change of clothes, change of name, change of face. So sometimes it's very difficult to identify that this is he, this is she. So, if you want Amrit Vela to become accurate, if you want day to become accurate, make Amrit Vela accurate. And the last, you remain cheerful and powerful when Amrit Vela is accurate. Otherwise, there are so many things happening in one day. It's quite difficult even for an intense effort maker to remain cheerful all the time. No matter how much you think you are powerful, Maya is more powerful than you. Because every time if you feel that I am more powerful, you will come to the realization that you have got defeated. Because Maya is more powerful. But then, in the ultimate analysis, we are the victorious souls. But you should never underestimate the powers of Maya. Many kings have tasted defeat because of this one mistake. They underestimated the power of their enemy. The enemy is extremely powerful. Know that. You have come now. The enemy is here from long time. He has a practice of victory from last 2500 years. And you have practice of defeat from last 2500 years. Last few years you have learned victory. But the enemy has been victorious from a very long time. If a Ravan comes, looking at him, you will get afraid with so many medals. He has defeated so many Brahmins. He enters into the Brahmin family, catches hold of a very powerful Brahmin and throws him into the world. So, these are the four things happening with Amrit Vela. Amrit Vela powerful, you become immortal. Amrit Vela powerful, you cannot get disheartened. Amrit Vela powerful, your routine will become accurate. Amrit Vela powerful, you remain cheerful, happy throughout, and also powerful. So the power, Amrit Vela is like the root, and routine of the life is like the tree. So if you want the tree to become powerful, there's one German philosopher, Friedrich Nietzsche, he said that if this is the ground and this is the tree, if the tree you want to become very tall, the roots should go very deep within. This is the secret of the tree. Any tree, if this tree has to go up very high, always know that the roots are going deep within. So if you want the routine of the day to go very tall, very powerful, the roots of Amrit Vela should go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. So deeper experiences would reflect in powerful stage throughout the day.